WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Spike Lee's new movie Jungle Fever just opened. Critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
I can't shake the feeling that Spike Lee is really Madonna in some elaborate disguise. Like Madonna, he's as much self-styled spokesperson as artist. Every few months or so, they both manage to stir up some media-savvy new controversy. And like Madonna, his work gives the illusion of being more complex and coherent than it is, because it does affect you. As Madonna would say, it pushes people's buttons. The buttons in her world are usually sexual taboos. In Spike Lee's world, they're racial taboos. But Jungle Fever manages to combine both. It's about black-white romance. Specifically between a cool, buppy architect named Flipper, well played by Wesley Snipes, and his winsome Italian-American secretary, Angela, played very engagingly by Annabella Sciorra. Unfortunately, Lee can't seem to get interested in his two admittedly cardboardy heroes. They no sooner set up housekeeping than he abandons them. What draws him instead is the hell that breaks loose when news of their romance leaks out. In Brooklyn's Bensonhurst neighborhood, Angela gets screamed at, beaten up, disowned. And back in Harlem, Flipper's best friend, played by Spike Lee himself, lets word get back to Flipper's wife, played by the superb Lonette McKee. She promptly kicks her husband out of the house, and when he follows her to Bloomingdale's, where she works, well, the reception he gets is less than gracious.
Look, baby, I know you're upset.
Well, I guess I just wasn't light enough for you, was I, Flipper? You had to eventually go get yourself a white girl, didn't you?
What do you mean, eventually?
What I mean is you got a complex about color. You've always had it. I never wanted to believe it until now. Only girls you've ever dated has been light-skinned girls. You and Cyrus, both of you, both of you. I've told you what happened to me when I was growing up. I've explained to you. I poured my heart out. I've told you how they call me high yellow, yellow bitch, white honky, honky white nigga, nigga white, octoroon, quadroon, half-breed, mongrel. And what do? Do you love this girl?
Oh, Drew, you gotta be kidding me. I love you.
There's interesting sociological material in that scene, and in fact throughout the movie. Like any good encounter group leader, Spike Lee knows how to open up an issue and let all the contradictions and ramifications pour out. There's a juicy scene in Jungle Fever in which Flipper's wife and her friends have a free-for-all discussion about black men and white women, and it's fabulous stuff. The trouble is none of these women show up as characters during the rest of the film, so the scene feels like the panel discussion it is. Lee can present issues, but he doesn't know how to dramatize them. His characters all tend towards stereotype and caricature. His storylines are muddled, repetitive, and often unbelievable. And when he's not letting his actors improvise, the way he shapes a scene is frequently so stiff and pointed that it feels like one of the canned moments in a musical right before the stars burst into song. The way he uses background music reinforces that impression. Every scene is awash in it, gooey with the stuff. The movie's best material happens way off to the side of things. John Turturro plays Angela's jilted boyfriend, who runs his father's Bensonhurst candy store and turns out to be the movie's only truly open-minded character. He, too, is a bit of a caricature, the sensitive, bookish soul in a world of shrieking racists, but John Turturro's performance is genuinely touching. Back up in Harlem, Flipper has a brother who's a crackhead, and Samuel Jackson simmers in the role. It's the movie's best performance, and it's only truly convincing one. The rest of Jungle Fever plays like a provocative mishmash, and it makes you shake your head. If only Spike Lee hadn't been so lionized at the beginning of his career. Maybe he would have had the chance to develop the collaborative skills he so badly needs if he's going to turn into the superb filmmaker he could be instead of the mere agent provocateur that he is.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.